when an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Thank you. Redline Chemistry, we're from Kansas City.
Well, I was born here in Kansas City. My parents were very blue-collar growing up. My dad and both my grandpas were war veterans.
I was a tiny kid. I wasn't big. I was a little runt. We'd always play, you know, football in the neighborhood, but I was a real shy kind of guy, introverted growing up.
I've been living in Kansas City my whole life, so I'm very accustomed to the Chiefs, the Royals, even as far back as the Kansas City Kings, if anybody even remembers that.
Voce mi dice. And I just said, what do you want me to say? We learned Italian before we spoke English.
Man, ever since I was little, my mom used to play like Beethoven records and stuff like that. And when I was little, it was the 70s, I was listening to the Bee Gees. I would definitely credit my mother with getting me interested in music at a young age, and it's just been a passion ever since.
I've always been into music. My mom was like a folk guitar player, singer, still is really good. Hi, Mom. I love you.
My dad was actually a musician back in Europe, and when my mom was pregnant with me, they went to a Rolling Stones concert. She said while the Rolling Stones were playing, she could feel my legs kicking her stomach in time to the drummer of the Rolling Stones.
There's a story that my aunt always tells at family functions about how I was about 3 years old and went over to the piano and started playing the theme song from Beverly Hills Cop.
From the very beginning, music has been their life, but the boys of Redline Chemistry were focused on making it their living. From working long hours on a construction site to finding odd jobs as an electrician, their future was always uncertain, but the pursuit of their dream was unwavering.
It wasn't glorious, it wasn't glamorous, it wasn't excess and success, you know. I remember talking with Mikey about this, like, because Mikey's been a drummer ever since I've known him. I've known him since I was six, and the guy was a drummer then. And I remember just like, you know, what's your backup plan? Be a drummer. If that doesn't work, what are you going to do? He's like, be a drummer.
It's really all I've ever wanted to do. I have a lot of different interests in a lot of different kinds of music. I've studied music theory and history for a long time, so Dave and I have been playing guitar together since we were probably 15. Played in our first band together. It was called Loaf. the album was called Eat Our Crust, which was, you know, we thought it was awesome back then.
The band formed in 2004. We used to be another band.
And, you know, over the years, do a little bit of shuffling. So the five of us have been together for, I think, about 7 years now.
98.9 The Rock is Kansas City's Rock Fest station. Nivens here. Of course, Saturday it goes down, kicks off high noon. These guys will kick it off from right here in KC. It's Redline Chemistry. This is The Empty. I suspect we'll hear this one. It's 98.9 The Rock.
I guess it was 2006. My afternoon guy, Jason Nivens, gave me a copy of the CD, Chemical High and a Hand Grenade, and said, hey, these guys are friends of mine. Would you mind checking out the CD?
Well, I remember my buddy Dusty and I had gone to see Redline play, and I remember after the first song or two, looking at my boy and just being like, damn, they're ready. They can do this. And I just handed him a CD, and I said, hey, you know, just do me a favor, take a listen, and give me your honest opinion.
I was in my office doing music and threw the CD in the CD player and started going through it track for track, and it was just struck by the fact that it was as good or better than a lot of the music that I had on my desk from the major record labels.
And I remember he called me up on like a Monday or something and just said, you know, do you want to call these guys and tell them or do you want me to? And I'm like, tell them what? And he's like, I think they can open Rockfest. And I'm like, I'll make that phone call. I'll do it. After they opened up Rockfest in 2007, that definitely changed everything. You know, they won over a lot of people here in town, and it's been great to watch their progression as a band go from local bar band, regional bar band, to now they're covering quite a bit of the states. So it's pretty exciting to see that.
Yeah, now we're doing music full time. It's pretty awesome.
Outstanding. It's terrific. I highly recommend it to anyone that's able to do it. Be a guitar player.
From the blue-collar beginnings to the garage band that wouldn't quit, these Midwest boys made a name for themselves in the national scene. In 2008, they signed with a startup label, and each year Redline Chemistry continues to top charts and win fans as it spreads its sound across the airwaves.
Being on stage and being in front of a big crowd, there's nothing like it. To the adrenaline that you get and feeding off of the crowd, especially when playing in Kansas City and people have heard our songs, you can play the old songs and people are listening to that and singing along, and there's just nothing else like it.
It's everything I've ever wanted to do. I don't really get nervous before I go on stage because it's like my comfort zone. It's a lot easier playing drums for me because I'm like surrounded by what makes me comfortable. So if I were like a lead singer, I probably wouldn't be doing a very good job.
It's a place where I can find peace. You get outside of your head, like you're not thinking about anything at all. The only thing that you're thinking about is what you're actually doing right now. As chaotic as it can be, it's one of my favorite places to be.
Honestly, it's really all I've ever wanted to do, so it made it an easy career choice for me. There was never any wavering as to what I wanted to do. It's always been this.
Chief's Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Some of you might know this one. It's an old one.
This is from back in the day.
Redline Chemistry, rooted in its humble Kansas City beginnings, fought its way to the national stage. Some call it nature, some call it nurture, but these boys call it passion. And their voice is being heard.
Very special guests, Redline Chemistry. Welcome to Des Moines, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys get right back out again, aren't you?
They're wanting us to tour pretty much nonstop, so.
It's all about getting in front of people.
It's ready cool to with us.
Yes.
You know?
We have Redline Chemistry sitting up here on stage with us right now. I tell you what, you guys have definitely earned it. You guys have kind of done most of what you've done on your own. Brett even used his own line of credit to buy your tour bus.
You mean the tour van?
The tour van.
A van.
The guys from Redline Chemistry backstage at Rock on the Range. You guys have been on the road for a little while. How's it been treating you?
It's been awesome, man. It was actually the first time when we were done with our set, the whole crowd started chanting Redline, and that's the first time that's ever happened. We love it on the road.
98 KUPD, Arizona's Real Rock. You want something to do? Go hit up Redline Chemistry. We've brought them back here so many times. You know why? because they're amazing on stage. And if you don't believe me, go down and witness it for yourself, and you know exactly what I am talking about.
Outside of Kansas City, I believe KUPD was the very first or second radio station to add Redline Chemistry's very first single, Dumb Luck. It was kind of very cool around the station because we were all like, what's this band? They sound like Stone Temple Pilot met Alice in Chains, and they're so talented live, and we just love this band. From the very first time we saw them, every single time they grow better and better and better.
Redline Chemistry's awesome, that's why I'm here!
Hard rock and there's grunge, and we love it. He loves it, he loves it.
I'm a huge Chiefs fan, so I'm definitely here to see Redline Chemistry. I love those guys, they rock.
Redline Chemistry, we're from Kansas City. And we love you here in Phoenix.
Performing on the road, you're far away from home. But for Redline Chemistry, no matter where they are, one thing keeps them close to their roots.
We travel all over the country, and it's amazing because the Chiefs are just one of those teams, kind of like Green Bay and Chicago. You find fans everywhere you go. You can find a bar and walk in and find 40 people in Chiefs jerseys watching the game. You know, it's great.
Salt Lake City, some guy came up and showed me his big Arrowhead tattoo on the back of his leg. He's like, I've never even been there, but I can hardly wait to go and see a game sometime.
Oh, all the time. Chiefs fans are all over this country. They should be.
We first met at the very first show, and it wasn't until the end of the night, I think I put my Chiefs hoodie on, and it was funny because they all just kind of stop and look, and they're like, are you a Chiefs fan? I'm like, yeah. It's cool because I watch them after the show when they're done, and the Chiefs fans, they stay behind and they talk to the guys until everybody leaves. And so they love Kansas City.
When we come back home and you see the Kansas City sign on the highway, I get really anxious and nervous and excited to finally be back home. It's probably one of the greatest feelings.
I need like a, hey fellas, welcome home to Kansas City help. You think so? I said, do you think so?
Let's see, baby. Let's do it. Yeah.
Hey. Redline Chemistry!
Just walking out on that stage, just seeing the reaction, and just people smiling because they're very proud of us and they're happy for what we're doing.
It almost feels like we've made them proud in some strange way.
You know, there's a lot of bands, or not a lot of bands, but there's been a few bands that come out of Kansas City. No, I'm not going to name any names, but they don't claim Kansas City, and that's one thing, you know, if you don't know who we are personally, I'll just tell you that, you know, we're hardcore Kansas City fans. We love it here. We love our hometown, and, you know, playing here is special for us.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Man, it's good to be in Kansas City. There's familiar faces. You guys are loud. It's like the best rock city in America, and it's right here, and it was in our backyard the whole time.
This song's called Home.
You know, there's been a lot of people that have been with us from the beginning, and when we come back home, we have a lot of love for our hometown, so it feels really good when they're excited for us to come home.
There's no better place to play. Every time we come back home, it's the best feeling in the world.
Redline Chemistry was born of unyielding heart that led to the big stage. What is now a career began as a childhood passion that went hand in hand with their love for their hometown team.
Loved the Chiefs since I was old enough to know what the hell is going on in a football game.
How did I become a Chief? Living in Kansas City, it's a requirement, isn't it?
Growing up, that's what we did. We'd get together on Sunday, have dinner, and watch the Chiefs. So it's pretty ingrained in me.
There's just something about Arrowhead that it just doesn't compare to anything else. It's like up here.
It's a big machine, man. It gets loud and crazy. It's a sea of red. I mean, right when you walk in, it's just red. KC.
First off, we have the best smelling parking lot in the entire NFL because we know how to cook. We know how to barbecue. And then you go inside and it's just intense. You get the tomahawk chop going on. You get everybody singing in unison and cheering. And that's why I always tell people, catch a game at Arrowhead. I don't know what your team's like in your city, but you should come here and see what a football game is like.
We're a rock band. We write aggressive songs, but that are, you know, melodic and stuff like that. But football is kind of the same way. It's heavy, it's hard, but there's finesse. There's melody in there, I guess, you know, to dump a little screen pass. And then there's also the time where you just run the ball up the middle. And that's kind of how we are as a rock band. And what we do and what the Chiefs do, obviously, with football is a great match.
Yeah. 2011, week 15. The Kansas City Chiefs were to take on the undefeated world champions, the Green Bay Packers. But beneath all the noise, the stadium was filled with a quiet confidence, and you could sense that a special atmosphere was beginning to surge.
And now, to honor America, please rise and remove your hats for our national anthem, performed by national recording artists and hometown favorites, Red Line Chemistry.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure.
I think seventh grade, I was playing football, and we actually got to play after a game, and it just happened to be the game where Derek Thomas set the sack record at 7 sacks. I remember it so vividly.
He's hit and sacked! He's sacked by Derek Thomas!
But then we got to go down on the field and play. So I got a little, you know, a little rug burn from diving around on the AstroTurf. But it's great times. It's probably one of my best memories.
Down to about the 10, down to Andy Bright.
Next on Chiefs Kingdom.
I have this calling. It feeds my soul. And that sort of transformed and progressed. Before I knew it, I was doing a weekly painting series.
A number of people didn't believe this random internet commenter is one of the world's greatest artists.
There isn't anybody out there really doing this in the sports industry. We want to play too.
Trap.